Now let us for a moment then see how we, every moment that we live, impress the subconscious mind. Now, in a state of hypnosis, the conscious mind is in abeyance, or, as it is said, in the hypnotic sleep. While hypnotized, you may give the subject hypnotized a tallow candle, telling him that it is a stick of candy, and he will eat the tallow, thinking that it really is candy. Now, this has come out of my own experience. When I was a boy, there was a certain older boy in the town, and we younger ones used to taunt him, and we used to think that he was quite crazy. And we younger boys used to steal the tallow, the candles, and many a time he has been seated on the ground, and we smaller boys have been standing around him, and he was very glad indeed to receive from us the tallow candy. The tallow candy. That's what it was to him. To us it was merely a tallow candle. Well then, we would then ask him whether, as he ate the tallow candle, whether it was sweet. And he would rub his stomach and he would answer that it is sweet. Because he believed it. As the subconscious mind accepted what he said. You see, he had, through his conscious mind, literally demanded of the subconscious mind what he had said. He believed that the tallow candle was candy. Now, my beloved, whether in a state of hypnosis or out of it makes no difference whatever. The only difference is that in the hypnotic sleep, the result is more apparent. Now, the conscious mind is like the captain on the bridge of his steamer, as I have said. He directs its operations. He or his substitute must be there all the time while the steamer is at sea. Why? What for? Well, to direct the power that drives the ship along, which is analogous to the subconscious. Now, down in the hold, there is a power driving the ship through the water. This is like the subconscious mind in you and in me. It does the work, provides the energy, the force, that keeps the mechanism of the body at work 24 hours every day for 365 days every year, and for 60, 70, 80, 100 years or more, without a rest, never pausing or taking a holiday. And, pay attention, when it does stop, it does so in consequence of reasons that can be known, controlled, and avoided. Now, the subconscious mind starts upon its career of building a human body at conception. Before this, it existed in the spermatozoa of the father and the ovum of the mother. And these, in the last analysis, are units of electric energy, eons. We learned in an earlier lesson, you remember, that in the final analysis, all matter is electric energy. Now, at the instant of conception, the negative and the positive poles are attracted, meet, combine, and from that instant, the great subconscious mind takes charge. It goes to work very deliberately and confidently. It knows its work absolutely. It builds a human body. Now, it might be well for you to go to a library and follow this great work during the prenatal period, for there is much to learn from it. And you will be made to stand in reverence before this great subconscious power of life itself. Now, let us have a look for a moment at the conscious mind and your body. Now, the conscious mind grows very slowly. and only when the subconscious mind has built the body. And then, not for several years, does it develop power to exercise the faculty of judgment. During the early years, the subconscious mind goes on with the work of construction with very little interference from the conscious mind. It builds a perfect human form. The word perfect is not used in its aesthetic sense, for that is a matter of personal opinion. The point is that all the organs are perfectly formed in principle for uses they have to perform. The heart and circulation are so perfect that the brain of man can conceive of nothing more perfect or superior. But this remark applies to all the organs. In fact, to your entire body. Can anything be imagined more beautiful in its principle than the eye? Think of the wonder of your skin, with its millions of pores, its capillaries, and its network of fine nerves. Then let us stand in reverent wonder at the wisdom pent up in the subconscious mind that has created and then sustained this marvelous mechanism. Now, my beloved, one could talk on and on. One stands in the very presence. But what I want to do for you is to make perfectly clear to you, so that you may never forget, that the infinite wisdom, the creative spirit, acting through the subconscious mind, knows not only what to do with exactitude, but how and where to do, and to maintain the doing as long as you live. For think, in the human machine, that marvelous temple of the living God, there is a power that built the body, the cells, and stays with it all the time, and goes on with the work of construction and repair 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and every year. My beloved, as you study this lesson, I pray of you, read and reread. Read it in such a manner that you know that it will be forever absorbed by you in consciousness. Now, you are not created in the human matrix, nor am I. An important error that most of us have to correct is that of thinking that we were created in the human matrix. Now, this is partly true, but only partly true. It is true that the foundation is laid there, for the babe is a mature embryo, but not a man. But the foundation that the subconscious mind has laid, whereon to build the human being. Now, the work of building is going on all the time to bring into existence a perfect human being. The perfect wisdom, which is its source, being used to perform its perfect work if we will allow it and not interfere. Now, the interference starts with the conscious mind of the parents and those most near to the child, impressing its subconscious mind with the ideas, habits, traditions of the conscious mind of the family and of the race. In short, the interference is from the race mind. Now, we have seen how easy it is to impress our thought upon the subconscious mind. For whatever we tell it, it believes, no matter what it is. It may be the greatest lie, If we believe it and tell it, the subconscious mind believes it, having no faculty of reason. Do you not see, therefore, my dearly beloved, this great factor in the lives of all of us? That the conscious mind can just as easily direct the subconscious mind into constructive channels as into destructive ones. Now, we arrive then at the point where we are able to see in what manner the meditations are doing their work. Meditation scientifically carried out is man's infinite blessing. Let us give thanks. Now you remember in your very first lesson that you were informed that it didn't matter whether you saw the reason of what you're doing or whether you saw the sense of it. Now, you should by this time be able to feel within your own being the effect of your meditation upon your own subconscious mind. Now think as I speak. Think as you will take this 13th documentary lesson and read it and devour it. Now think. The laws of life. Now I'm not going to talk about the laws of human living. I am not talking about that. I am talking about the irrevocable, eternal laws of life. Life itself. Those laws are health, strength, wisdom, beauty, power, energy, and so on. Now these laws are eternal. Inasmuch as all the principles are resident in the subconscious mind, as the result of its conjunction, so to speak, with the creative spirit, and as we know that I am the creative spirit, it follows that we are only voicing the truth about ourselves in making these statements. Now, when the meditation is complete, that is, when we are able to induce the state of abstraction, the conscious mind is in perfect harmony with the subconscious mind. Now, we know that the subconscious mind believes what it is told without question. So that we see in meditation it is being told the truth. And it immediately sets to work to build the temple according to the principles that you have claimed for it in your own meditations. And no matter what your meditation before, the result is bound to materialize, for the subconscious mind accepts without question what you tell it. And then, my beloved, miracle of miracles, what happens? As these new and beautifully true ideas become part of your new consciousness, the erroneous and false ideas fade away into obscurity. They are expelled by the new ideas. When you are no longer conscious of evil, for you, evil does not exist. When you are no longer conscious of poverty, for you there is none. When you are no longer conscious of fear, it slips out of your mind. In this manner, we, you and I, and every living, breathing human being who will undertake our great study, in this manner, we become free of the conditions that we have set out to overcome. We are the monarchs. And so, my beloved ones, let us with all our hearts live what we are learning. Let us do all that we can do, knowing that what we do is the seed of the greater abundance that follows automatically. If you truly feel that mental physics is the greatest thing in your life, and that the blessings that you enjoy have their origin in mental physics? From the point of view that mental physics has taught you more truly how to live, then spread the light. Let this be a week for you to show your deep gratitude. Enrich your life by showing others how to enrich their lives. Peace be unto you this week and forevermore.